The University of Louisiana at Monroe hosts the District 1 Junior High School Honor Band this weekend. Dr. Jason Reinhart takes a couple of minutes away from hosting Midday Classics here on KEDM Public Radio to join us. He's the Assistant Director of Bands and the Director of Orchestras here at ULM. Jason, welcome to the other part of your hour of classical music.
Thank you. Thank you.
First of all, tell us, for somebody who doesn't know, what is an honor band?
An honor band is a special ensemble that brings together a group of students from different high schools, different middle schools, from different parishes, and puts them all together in one group and lets them participate in an ensemble together and get the experience of playing with other people that have been taught other ways or different ways than they have.
And so how big is District 1? District 1 is just part of Northeast Louisiana.
Part of Northeast Louisiana. It covers about 11 or 12 different parishes, and it's really a large area.
So what's that experience like for young band students? Because a lot of these students have been in their home band. They've been through one or two years of an instrument usually, because programs, if I'm right, still start usually late elementary school, early junior high?
Usually either fifth or sixth grade is the starting point.
So what is it like for them to be coming in for the first time, dealing with a conductor who's not theirs, somebody they've never met before, and in a group of students that they've never met before?
I would imagine the first emotion is fear, and because they're in an unfamiliar place with unfamiliar friends around them, and then an unfamiliar person standing on the podium. But it really is, at the end of the weekend, it's a very cool experience for them, because not only do they get to sit from next to people that are from different schools, but they get to learn from another educator, a band director, about playing music. And you know, they usually spend weeks on end about getting music together for a concert, and they've got 2 days to do that.
I guess that's the other side of it, is the pace, rather than, yeah, junior highs and even high schools that will spend 6 or 8 weeks or more before a concert. How do they do that in 2 days?
Intense rehearsals. They rehearse all morning today, all afternoon today, and they'll rehearse all morning tomorrow, and then they'll present a concert tomorrow afternoon.
What do they take away from an experience like this?
I think the experience of playing in an ensemble, most of them don't have bands that are this big. The honor bands are typically about 70 to 90 members big and large, and full instrumentation. You know, when you might not have, you know, a Barry Sax or a bassoon in your concert band back at your middle school. But here at the honor bands, they will have every instrument in the band world in that ensemble. So they get to see and hear some new sounds possibly. But they also get to take back some things that they learned, maybe, you know, some breathing exercises or how to, you know, be more musical when they're playing their instruments, or just how to be a better person in an ensemble in a rehearsal, and how to maybe pay attention more.
So how can that be a benefit? Well, certainly the paying attention, but some of those things that they're going to take back are going to be things that will help grow the program at their junior high.
Yeah, it's a great experience for them, and the directors also sit in these ensemble rehearsals during honor band. So they're taking away what the educators that they have brought in and they have selected to conduct these honor bands, they are learning from them while the educator is teaching the junior high students. It's in a way kind of teaching the middle school band directors from the area, because they're learning maybe new techniques as well. But it makes the home program stronger holistically, because the band director's learning, the student's learning, and then that way they go back to their own schools and they're like, oh, maybe we should try it this way instead of that old way we were doing this.
Because thinking in terms of pedagogy, being able to, I know that this is one way to achieve something with a band, but then this guy is doing something completely different and getting a different or even better result.
Exactly.
So what's the benefit for the university being able to host something like this, having, yes, okay, having a bunch of junior high kids running around through through buildings here on campus, but also building some of those long-term relationships?
I think it's a great opportunity for us to host all of these junior high students. One, because we have the facilities and we're able to hold big ensembles, you know, of 90 people strong in several different areas and let them have a rehearsal that is productive. But also, you know, just the relations that we keep with the band directors. Many of the band directors in the area are people that have gone through the ULM program. They have graduated with their bachelor's degree in music education or their master's even in music education. So it's great to have them back on our campus and them bringing their students. But then also our faculty get to meet those band directors and interact with those band directors and just listen to what is the future of music and have them on our campus and let the students see what we have to offer here at ULM.
And you could also look at it as investing in future high school students, future college students, and maybe even professional musicians someday.
Exactly. We hope so.
Dr. Jason Reinhardt is the Assistant Director of Bands and Director of Orchestras here at the University of Louisiana at Monroe. The District 1 Honor Bands are hosted this weekend at ULM. The concert is tomorrow afternoon at 1:30 in Brown Auditorium.